of the great and powerful Oz.
May the force be with you.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
On your station, 88.9 KETR, this is Movie Picks with Alice Reese. We do have Alice Reese on the line. She is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner. She takes time out of her Friday mornings to give us a movie review here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We've got a few movies we're going to talk about this morning. We've got The Internship, The Kings of Summer, and The East. Let's start out with The Internship.
Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson made a big hit years ago in The Wedding Crashers,
right.
And now they're back together, and this time it's a PG-13 rated comedy, so that's sort of a surprise because they're sort of known for their R-rated material. They are a couple of out-of-work salesmen who find themselves totally irrelevant in the job market because they have no computer skills whatsoever. And so, but they figure out this little scam. They enroll themselves in Phoenix University, which they call the Harvard of the Internet, and they then become somehow summer interns at Google. The headquarters are in Mountain View, California, and they are way older than, of course, the rest of the people, like a couple of decades, and they somehow manage to fit in and even become leaders within this crazy place, which is like a Disney-fied. It's supposed to be like the most wonderful place to work in the world, and it is very much like Disneyland, what the actual campus looks like. And Vaughn always reprises his wide-eyed, goofy guy shtick where he gives this inspirational talk. It's always about Flashdance and how they're going to all become like maniacs, and the propeller heads get led into the direction of actually winning jobs. The point is, if you're good enough as an intern, you will get to actually get to be employed by Google. The best part of the movie is that they have a Quidditch match, and these guys have never heard of Harry Potter, much less Quidditch, and it is a scream. They even have a golden snitch. And it's slapstick and whatever. But some people, of course, will criticize this movie because it happens to be a two-hour commercial for Google.
Okay. That has to be, you know, a good thing. I wonder how much Google paid or the director paid to have Google all over the movie.
That's they just call it googliness.
Yeah, okay.
Let's and they're Nooglers, by the way.
Oh, okay.
New Googlers.
Nooglers?
Nooglers.
Nooglers, that's a new one. I've never heard that before. All right, let's move on to a different type of movie. It's called The Kings of Summer.
This originally was called Toy's House, but it got too mixed up with Toy Story. But anyway, the main character's name is Joe Toy, and he's played by Nick Robinson. He and his friend Patrick Keenan, played by Gabriel Basso, they have great parents. There's nothing wrong with their parents. But these guys are 15 years old and very bored with their lives, and so they go and build a house in the woods and decide that for the summer they're going to get away from their parents, and they basically run away, and they're joined in their adventures by this very strange diminutive little guy called Biagio, and he's played by Moises Arias, who was a longtime member of the cast on Hannah Montana. Anyway, this turns out, even though it's a kid's movie, it's R-rated because of all the bad language. It has Megan Mullally and Nick Offerman and a bunch of really very strong veteran comedy people. And it is just one of the finest movies I've seen in a long time of the coming-of-age era. And the kids, they build this crazy-looking house, and it's actually, you know, a real place. And it's in the middle of the woods, but it's not too far from the local Boston market, so that's kind of nice for them. And the movie is delightful, and it focuses on first heartbreak and their first hunting expedition and their first facial hair.
Just sitting here looking at the artwork, it looks different, I guess. I don't know if it's... Is this an art house film, or is it...
No, I don't don't think so. I think it should be wide release. I hope it is. It's an independent film that they didn't spend a lot of money on, but it really looks good, and I hope that it'll get a wider release.
Okay. All right. Well, we got one more movie we're going to talk about. It's called The East. What is it about?
Yes, it stars Britt Marling, who is the star of the moment. She's a screenwriter, and she wrote this, by the way. And she also is an actress, and she has recently been in The Company, You Keep, and Arbitrage that she didn't write, but she also wrote Another Earth and The Sound of My Voice. And so, anyway, she's kind of the hottest number in Hollywood right now. But this is a real serious but entertaining espionage thriller. But it's not like most of them. Instead of doing espionage or any spying between countries, this is between businesses. And Britt Marling plays a character called Sarah, who is former FBI, and she goes to work for a private intelligence company which protects the interests of their corporate clients. And she goes undercover to expose this group known as the East, which is an insurgent collective whose actions, they have these things, they call them jams, where they bring out the information about drug manufacturers that are poisoning people and one that a company that pollutes the drinking water. And it's got a little bit of romance in it, but in its way too pat and a predictable conclusion, but I really did enjoy it. It's kind of, instead of spying, as I said, within government, it's private enterprise.
Hmm. I mean, just looking at the artwork for this one, it looks entertaining and interesting.
Ellen Page is in it, and it's got a really great cast.
I did notice the past two movies we talked about, the other one being Kings of Summer, they were both the official selections for the Sundance Film Festival also.
Right. Yeah, and I did interviews on both of those, and I was so impressed when I saw these really early months ago, and they've had good steam. I think they're both going to do well. They've been critically acclaimed.
Well, Alice, once again, you've brought wonderful reviews to three awesome movies that will be coming to theaters near everyone here soon. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
You can hear Alice Reese live every Friday morning during Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR, or you can find her right here on KETR.org. Thanks for listening, and we hope to have you back next week.